USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On Sunday, 254,091 new cases of COVID-19 were reported, with 244 people dying from the virus. This as many kids headed back to the classroom for the first time after winter break. This parent telling NBC News kids do have to be in the classroom, even though the cases remain high.
I do feel safe bringing her to school, but it's still scary. I mean, she's very small. Social distancing, you know, it's not something that they really know what to do. We've been through this for almost 2 years now, so, you know, I think we just have to learn to live with it. We can limit our children. We have to give them back a normal life.
Apple, the first U.S. company to reach $3 trillion in market cap. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
More people on the East Coast are in the dark as a major winter storm moves through the area. It's bringing snow to Virginia, Washington, D.C., Maryland, and some other states. More than 300,000 Virginians are in the dark. More than 50,000 in Maryland don't have power as well. The system's still affecting parts of North Carolina, where more than 150,000 don't have electricity. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is giving an update on his state's response to the surge of COVID-19 cases. He raises the issue of testing and President Biden's promise to send 500 million at-home test kits to Americans.
There's obviously a crunch on the availability of tests. We were promised a lot of these home tests. That's the federal government has total control over that. They've promised hundreds of millions of tests. I don't know when that's coming, if it'll come.
Florida, one of many states seeing a surge in COVID-19 cases. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The CDC recently shortened its recommended isolation guidance for the general public. Essentially, people with COVID-19 are now recommended to isolate for 5 days if they are asymptomatic or if their symptoms are resolving, along with the recommended 5 days of wearing a mask around others. The guidance is prompting some pushback, given that it does not include requiring a negative test after 5 days to end isolation. President Biden's top medical advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says the CDC may update the quarantine test rules soon and require a negative test after 5 days of isolation. All of this is leading to a lot of confusion, according to Dr. Jeanette Neshwa.
The mixed messaging, not only does it lead to confusion and frustration, but it leads ultimately to a lack of compliance. And the messaging is problematic. To say it's reasonable, yes, sure, it's ideal to get tested, but it's impractical and unrealistic right now because we have such an extreme shortage of testing and diagnostic tools. And then to say it's not helpful to be tested, well, it is helpful to know so that you don't bring it home to someone who may be vulnerable, to your grandma or to someone who's high risk. But at the same time, if you do still have COVID after being tested 5 days later, it's going to create more problems, more chaos.
The doctor speaking there on Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.